2 days ago was the feast day of Blessed Marie Leonie Paradzi, a wonderful woman who established the Little Sisters of the Holy Family in New Brunswick. Today we honor another great French-Canadian saint, François de Laval. He was canonized less than 10 years ago, just discovered, almost 400 years after his time as the first bishop of Quebec City, a bishop responsible for the entire French-speaking Catholics of North America at one time. Such a great pastor of souls he was that he is now called the patron of all Canadian bishops, including our own Bishop McGrattan here in Calgary, who comes under his patronage, and the bishop of others who may be joining us on the live stream from other dioceses. 15 years ago in June, I was ordained a permanent deacon, along with 7 others. That very following week, my wife and I and a good contingent from Calgary went to the 49th International Eucharistic Congress in Quebec City. For a week, thousands of us listened to cardinals and other leaders from all over the world talk about our Lord's profound continuing presence with us in the Eucharist. They told us that there was a revival of faith taking place in South America and Asia and all over the world, especially because of a renewed practice of Eucharistic adoration, the silent adoration of the consecrated host, which will be exposed here again today. Now, that event was also to be a revival of Catholicism in Quebec, where everywhere you go, there are signs of the tremendous faith of the French who came to this country as missionaries and immigrants, pilgrims whose faith, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and inspiration, made a home for the Savior of the world in this continent. So we went to beautiful churches built to honor God. We spent time with wonderful local hosts who were still practicing their faith. There are some in Quebec still. And along with 15,000 others, we attended an ordination of 12 priests, 12 French priests. I think they were all French, including two who were brothers. There's a tradition at an ordination of a priest or deacon as well, that parents will assist. Well, for deacons, it's usually a wife, but for priests, the tradition is that parents assist in the first donning of the priestly vestments. And the most moving moment there was when we watched a mother do this for 2 sons that she was giving to the church for the service of Christ's body that day. What a beautiful sacrifice for Jesus. I still remember it. One more image that stays with me is the procession of thousands through the streets of Quebec City with Cardinal Ouellet holding up the monstrance with the large consecrated host. And everywhere, people who had never seen anything like this, I think, came out onto their balconies to watch us. As a new deacon, I remember praying that this image of Christ in their streets would awaken the ancient faith of those first missionaries and that first faithful bishop, François de Laval. Among many accomplishments for Christ, St. François began the first Catholic school system in Canada. We still, of course, have in Calgary and Alberta publicly funded, but in most places, publicly or privately funded Catholic schools. Even more significantly, in the highly charged cultural environment of today, Bishop Laval fought the sinister alcohol trade to the Indian tribes by having it outlawed within his territory, even excommunicating those involved with it. So this is the kind of thing that does not get mentioned in today's highly charged cultural environment, especially because of the residential schools. But the issues are not as one-sided as many make them out to be. And so we have this great legacy of Catholic faith for which we must not be ashamed, even as we make repentance for anything that the church may have done to harm our First Nations people in those residential schools. But faith has to be reborn in every generation. It doesn't carry on from generation to generation on its own, despite the presence of the Holy Spirit. It still needs to be reborn in every generation. And the Holy Spirit's ready to do that, but we need to participate. And so that faith needs to be reborn in Quebec and everywhere else. And we know that God is in charge of history. However, we do need to do our part to transmit the faith. St. Paul says as much to his protege, Timothy, who was a leader of the church at Ephesus. And he warns him with words that could be written in this very time because of our experience of the assault on the Christian faith from the culture at large, and sometimes even from within the church. Tell me if you don't feel like St. Paul is standing at this ampo saying these words. I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, whether the time is favorable or whether it is unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, encourage with the utmost patience, for the time is coming, and we might say it seems like the time is here, when the people will not put up with sound doctrine, but will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. I think much could be said about the truth of St. Paul's statement for us today. I don't think I'm alone in considering each of these statements for myself and for us. It is clearly an unfavorable time to proclaim Christ, but Paul says that we must, even so. It is clearly a time when people turn away from the truth, and we know that that truth is not a thing, it is a person, Jesus Christ. Church teaching, which has come to us through the ages, through sacred scripture, from Christ himself, through the apostles, and through the successors of the apostles, including Bishop Laval, faithful patron of bishops, down to our own Bishop McGrattan of Calgary and the bishops of those on our live stream from other places. Now, if you have an American source for the daily readings, you will see a gospel passage from John chapter 14 with Jesus making his last explanation to his disciples of his being one with the Father. That unity with the Father is very important. Jesus is the human face of the God of the universe. But because of that first Bishop Shepherd of Quebec, we have today's gospel passage about the Good Shepherd. When Jesus identifies himself as one with the Father, he is telling us that the merciful God is not an angry, vengeful God that is sometimes portrayed. Jesus is the faith of the one who gathers together those who believe in him, and even of those who wander off after other gods, but are willing to repent when they are called to, and so allow themselves to be carried back home on the shoulders of the Good Shepherd. And so today, the church again invites us to consider how important it is for each Christian to stay faithful. Don't stop praying, no matter how discouraging it may seem. Make your prayer a true dialogue of love. Turn off the voices of the false teachers of this world. Renew efforts to discover Christ in others. And for us, brothers and sisters, to be the voice of Christ for someone in our lives who may need it.